another great episode of Broken Play. Man, we got a special guest in the building. So without further ado, we got Jamal Crawford in the building.
Yeah. Honored to be here.
Yeah, so I talk basketball. They don't take my take serious. So we had to bring an NBA legend in here for y'all to start understanding. We know what we're talking about. Because when me and Marcel or Don might say something, it go over their head. So I told them LeBron was going to win the in-season tournament.
Yeah, they said no.
A lot of people, they ain't see it coming.
I didn't have the Lakers. I had them losing to Phoenix first round, honestly.
I had Phoenix if they had matched up, but uh-huh. It was going with the Pacers. They was definitely going to win that.
So, look, with the in-season tournament, how you feel about that, though?
It was
you
actually,
think it's good for the...
Yeah, it's good. Actually, better than I thought it was. I'm like, it's a regular season game, but they changed the courts. And more importantly, the competitiveness picked up.
Yeah, like they start playing hard.
They start hooping for real. So, for me, that was dope to see because that's all, especially dudes that play... Not even just in the league, just period, playing that long. You want people to compete. So seeing that again was dope.
Mm-hmm. And then you're seeing a lot of people weren't taking games off. So it was like, they
want
trying
to get that money.
Yeah.
Oh, they want that bread.
They trying to get that bread.
They were asking about it after the Lakers game. LeBron said they were asking when they get
hard,
the money.
Though. I fuck with what he said, though. He said he wanted to win it for the young guys.
Yeah. That was dope.
Yeah, that was dope.
Well, in the same Senate, LeBron, if you didn't, just give it to him. That shit
would hurt. He got it, right?
Yeah.
He got it.
It would hurt you.
LeBron with that 500, too.
Yeah, he wanted to.
He could do something with it. So, look, Anthony Davis. A lot of people give him a lot of slack. Anthony Davis looked like a machine out there.
He showed up. For sure.
What you got to say?
You right, but I mean, AD is talented.
Uh-huh.
And that's what's dope about him. And I think that's why everybody wants to see him. When he's playing like this, yeah, can't nobody mess with him.
Right.
But how often are we going to see him play like
this? Yeah, why I can't be consistent when we know you know what I'm saying?
So what are we doing?
Yeah.
That's the only thing with me. It ain't a talent thing with him. It's just like LeBron shouldn't have to be the best player at 39 years old. No
right. At 39.
You know what I'm saying? At 39. That's kudos crazy. To him, that's a gift. And we're all blessed to be able to see it every uh-huh. night that he's still doing like that. But that's tough.
That's too
much. He
passed
the team to you.
Yeah.
Every night you got to be there.
So with them making that, you know, with the in-season tournament, how that was, do you see with the team they have constructed now, moving on, like they could win a championship with that team?
They could, but I still see them struggling in the playoffs. Yeah. Like I still think when Phoenix is right, we ain't seen them healthy yet.
Whew.
I think when they right, I think when Denver starts rolling, because they've know how to win. You know what I'm saying? Before uh-huh. they're trying to figure it out. Now they know how to win.
Yeah, and they probably coasting until
yeah,
this time.
Until then,
so, yeah,
right?
Until like, the playoff.
So it'll still be tough. Ain't no cakewalk, but they'll be right there.
Man,
they should.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I slept on Joker.
I did too.
Man,
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm like, man, the playoffs, they gonna put him in so many pick and rolls.
Yeah.
And this and that. But my
he
man
different.
Is, he's so smart. I said this last year. I was at the finals. Uh-huh. I said this last year. He's so smart. He's not even playing against the players he's playing against, he's playing against the coach.
Facts.
What you gonna throw at me? Because I got something else I'm gonna conjure up. Like, he's so dope. We ain't seen nothing like him.
He got a counter for everything.
Yeah.
Everything. He's playing, like we say somebody's playing chess, he's truly playing chess. He's playing a whole different game.
Right.
And he's at peace. Like, he don't make hurried decisions.
Yeah.
You do this, I do this, brother.
Yeah, you can't speed him up.
Like, my man is at peace with his game.
Right. But you know, like, I ain't gonna say, like, he quick, but he not fast. So it's like when I would see him on the court and yeah. stuff like that, I'm like, they can't stop that shit. But then when you see it, like
it's the old man at the park.
Yeah.
Facts.
Smart. Like it's the old, I'm smarter than everybody. So yeah. I'm playing a different game than you. I'm showing you now that the mind is to physical, is two is to one. Like it's stronger than just a physical ability. He's playing a whole different game. So if you got the best athletes in the world and they can't speed him up and he's still getting 35, my man's so cold, he don't even want to score.
Uh-huh.
Scoring is the last option for him. Like, he's getting everybody
on the wheel.
I guess
in the passing.
Yeah. I guess I'll get 30. And he's a little bit stronger. And he's a little bit meaner. He's just, he's that deal. He's all-time great already.
He's that deal. And he'd be like, man, I'm not even trying to play, man. I'm just trying to be home and
bro, he
kick it with my family.
Also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, who knows what he's actually working on. But my man is cold. Joker cold.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up? This your boy, Nav Green from Broken Play. Here to talk about Prize Picks. And if you haven't heard about Prize Picks, clearly you must just got out of jail. So let me speed you up with the process of the real world. Prize Picks, man, you pick six people, more or less, any sports you could think of, college basketball, NBA, NFL, College football, bowl games are coming back. With that being said, all you're doing is more or less. Six people, 25 times your money. If you put up $100, you can win $2,500. Who else doing something like that? And what's so good about it, if you use the broken play code, they going to match whatever money you put in on your first deposit. Say if you put in $70. That means you got $140 to try to win some money. You can't beat that, man. Get over there to Prize Picks and tell them that we sent you. It's available in over 30 states. And if it's not available in your state, drive to the state closest to you. This is something you can't beat, man. Christmas time coming. Get these kids the money. You want some good gifts? Prize Picks is the way. So you got. So you said Joker is the all-time great. So right now you do think he a top five in the league right now?
Oh, without a doubt.
Easy. So look, did you see when Paul Pierce said that he didn't think LeBron top five in the league?
You saw it too. I'm just saying, like, what you think?
Man, you on something? Like, I'm watching LeBron right now, bro.
And based off right now, like what we just saw, how can you not say he not top five? Like, I get it when you say, like, Embiid, Giannis.
Yeah.
Of course they are good, but it's like, are you really taking them over Bron right now?
Right.
I can't.
He's giving you the wins. He's giving you tenacious defense. The man.
He's the smartest guy.
I'll answer like this. You could say, like you said, you know, Embiid, Giannis, Luka.
Tatum.
Yeah. Are having, like, statistically, you could say, those five are having better seasons.
Uh-huh.
But if it's a playoff and I got to go win, to your point, nah, he's top five.
None of them are more valuable.
Right.
Nah, in the playoffs, when it matters, there's no doubt.
Because if I was doing a top five, my top five, it wouldn't include a lot of them because I'm not counting KD out.
Come on.
KD's having such a quietly great season.
Bro.
One of the best seasons he done had. Ever.
KD has
with assists?
He's shooting 50-50-90.
I'm going to tell you what KD's doing, bro. KD is playing perfection basketball. What I mean by that is this. Every play is the right play. He can have 40. Most guys, even myself, I get 40. I'm trying to get 60. You know what I'm saying? He's like, nope. He's open. Let me get it to him. Uh-huh. He's playing perfection basketball. So, and it made Booker better, too. When Booker was out, he's watching him play perfection.
Right.
Like, oh, I ain't got to take always tough shots. So I can get an easy one.
This one we could do to win.
These dudes going, and my scoring's going to be easier. Uh-huh. So he's doing that. Bro, he's made Achilles look like ankle injury. People forget he had Achilles the way he's playing.
Thanks.
And the way he's played since then. Don't forget what he did with Brooklyn against when his toe was on the line.
Yeah.
He was the best player in the world at that moment.
Even before Kyrie,
hands down.
Even before Kyrie requested the trade, they was playing great, bro. Like, KD was having another monster year.
So let's go back to before he got hurt, before he went to Brooklyn, what he was doing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that was a two-time finals MVP. And let's call a spade a spade. That second championship, he wasn't even tripping on getting finals MVP, and he still got it because he was that dominant.
He had to get it.
Come on, bro. Like, so if you look at this, like, 5-6 year run, oh, let's go before that. Now he's what, OKC? We know what he was doing then.
He was coming off of MVP.
He went to the finals at 23.
Yeah.
Like, bro, he's a top, whatever you want to put player, .. wherever you want to put it.
If you're going straight skill, like you, and a lot of people be having emotions and shit.
All time? He's top 10 all time.
Easy. He in my top 10.
Easy.
He in my top 10.
He's in my top 10.
Easy.
So look, this off subject. A lot of people, so you know what I'm saying? I know you a fan of the game. You know the craft and all that. Larry Bird. You taking Larry Bird or KD?
I'm taking KD. But I'm going to be honest with you. It took me a while for people to, for not people. It took a while for, for people to actually pass Bird, in my opinion.
For real?
Because you had him up. Yeah,
Bird's like that, man.
Bird and Magic helped save the NBA.
Oh, yeah. But you know, like watching documentary, it shouldn't have to take for me to watch a documentary. But when I started watching Winning Time.
Oh, Bird was.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this
Bird was beyond cold. Like, beyond cold.
Yeah.
Ask Dominique. You guys ever get Dominique Wilkins here, the legend? Ask him. Why do you laugh, Sal? Ask him stories about Bird. Bird getting 60, telling him, I'm about to shoot right there.
A lot of stuff in the postseason.
Yeah,
bro, come on. Bird, but now in this league, you know what he would do in this league?
What?
Where you could shoot threes and you could space. He would be a power forward, so he could space the court and shoot threes.
He said he wouldn't kill in this
time. Bird would kill in this league.
Yeah, he'll be more skilled.
Bro, Bird would kill in this
league. Athleticism, he got all that?
We just saw that with Joker.
Joker don't
We just talked about athleticism.
Yeah, you're right.
We see it low-key with Luka. Luka is the most athletic.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, you know why I like Luka, though? Luka is a dog. He talked shit to
But you know why Luka's so good?
Why?
He's been a pro since he was 15.
Mm-hmm. Playing against grown men.
We got kids reclassing. He playing grown men at 15.
Ahead.
So when I get with my age group, this is a joke. Uh-huh. And I'm not saying it was to that level for me, but that's what I did. Ask Damon when he comes in here. I was playing against him at 16. That was the best training method I'm going to get. These is pros. So when I get with my team, I'm like, man, I don't even see y'all. Uh-huh. I don't even see you guys. Luka's been doing a pro since 15.
So, like, with you watching the game,
Luka play like he got headphones on.
Like he in his own zone.
Facts.
You can't do nothing with him. You can't speed him up. You can't do none of that.
He control the game.
He controls everything.
He's got to win now.
So, with you watching the game how it is now, like, I know, like, even with you, I know you could still go out there and play.
I could.
Yeah, like, easily. But it's like, do you want to still at this point?
Nah, I honestly coach kids, and we just had we're in the Made Hoops League, which is like the middle school EYBL.
Gotcha.
And we just had a tough like draw, and we went 3-1. So everybody's kind of like talking about us more. But I get more joy out of that than anything. Right. And I never saw myself as a coach ever. I got offered NBA job coaching, college job coaching. I never saw myself as a coach, but it's so much more to it with these kids.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're kind of setting the foundation for their life, like in basketball and without basketball, just their life period. And it's the greatest thing, maybe basketball wise, like there's nothing I could do to replace playing, but this is the best thing. If you told me I could talk a game 7 on TV, I can go play in a game 7, or I can coach in a May Hoop session, I'm going to coach in a May Hoop session.
For real?
No doubt about it.
Yeah, that sounds like Deion. Deion said the same
thing. It's not even close.
Yeah. Because you don't found a new passion.
It took me forever to get there though, because I would wake up days depressed. Like, bro, I just had 51 points off the bench and 5 assists in my last game, and I can't get a job.
Right.
2 years before that, I won Teammate of the Year. I couldn't even watch basketball for a minute. Uh-huh. I'm breaking news on here. I'm giving y'all all of it. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, for real. So I'm like, man, I can't even watch basketball.
Right. So do you – because we know it's politics and everything.
Yeah.
So you think, like, it'd be politics and certain type of stuff
for
like
sure.
that?
For sure.
I don't know. But it, like,
it took me – and you know what? If you asked me this on day – 97, I couldn't answer it. It took me a while to get to this answer.
To understand.
So what it was, looking back, all right, and I'm not saying I'm a superstar by no means, but I have a following, for sure, right?
Facts.
I got the culture with me. Uh-huh. So if you bring me in on a team, and you know I can still play, but there's a young guy you want to develop, there's going to be a legion of fans or writers like, well, hold up, if you say you're trying to win, why this dude ain't playing? That's pressure on them that they don't need. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to let him develop. We need to let him rock out. Because now if you go out there and score 10 points in 10 minutes, they're going to be like, why he ain't playing?
Uh-huh.
That's a distraction. You don't want that.
To the coach, to the organization,
you're not
that.
Supposed to be, at my age that I was when I was playing, you're supposed to be a mascot or a coach in uniform.
Yeah, Hadon, like.
I ain't going to say no name. I'm just saying in general.
Not that deep.
I'm saying you're supposed to be like, I'm supposed to be a guy that never suits up. Who's just in a suit, but I'm giving games to the young players.
Morale guy.
I'm supposed to be a morale guy.
Right.
Or I'm supposed to be a coach. What coach wants, I'm supposed to get that message to that young player. You know, whatever. I'm supposed to be a vet.
Right.
You're not supposed to be like that at that age and still be able to score 50.
Like, and you can still go crazy. Like, whoa, wait a minute.
Hold up, bro. My high scoring
month. We might got to pay him.
My high scoring month in my career came when I was 39. I averaged 31.6 assists off the bench in a month at 39 years old. So that tells you, like...
Y'all was with the Nets?
No. So the Nets was the very last game. I'm going to tell you about that game in a second. But with Phoenix,
last four years.
But with the Nets, I hadn't played in a game in 16 months because I went the whole year without playing, right?
Yeah.
Without signing. The reason I got the call was because COVID. But also, that's part of the reason I got hurt because I usually play 5-on-5. He'll tell you, we play 5-on-5. I play 5-on-5 all the time. But with COVID, you couldn't be around people like that. So I'm just by myself shooting. Still not thinking I'm actually going to sign. I'm 40 years old now.
Uh-huh.
I practice. The first day I get the call, I practice first day at the Nets. I'm like, ooh, I got to get in shape. Second, third, fourth day, I'm having, like, unbelievable practices. I go in the weight room, get hurt in the weight room. Everybody knows me that I don't lift weights at all. But here I am, one another chance. I can't be like, oh, I'm coming, but I don't lift weights. Like, you're going to do what the team do.
Right.
All good. I hurt myself in the weight room. Come back, fast forward, so I miss a week and a half. I come back, I work out 2 days. I'm like, I'm ready to come back. And it was weird when I was on the court with people, and I came back against the Bucks. And I asked if you guys ever talked to Jacque Vaughn. Uh-huh. I said, you sure want to come back against him? Because at the time, they were the best team in the bubble. Mm-hmm. I said, I want to come back against them. I want to come back against the best. I don't want to come back against somebody that's just here.
Uh-huh. Right.
I come back. I have 5 points, 3 assists in 6 minutes. And I start seeing the look again. This was the most important thing to me. I start seeing the look again when people regard me like, no, you got to. I said, oh.
Yeah.
I'm back. I swear, I promise to God. Because
that,
that
crossover
look again.
That you got, like, bro, L metal. I don't know.
It's the crossover, but it's also the fact that I can shoot off of it.
Yeah, bucket. Mm-hmm. It's a bucket.
It's then.
You don't know what he's going to do.
No, you don't. Do that and then, with the rules now, you can't touch a person. Uh-huh. So physically, and think about it logically, if I can dribble and I can shoot and you can't touch me, it's like guarding a ghost. How you gonna guard me? If you can't be physical with me and, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how you gonna guard me?
Right.
And you're taller than most guards. And,
right.
Oh, yeah.
So now what I've eliminated was, it wasn't even the fact if you guard me. Now you're like, I don't want to be embarrassed, bro. I know you're gonna score. Right. It's like yeah. I've eliminated the taking out your mind, you can stop me from scoring. Now it's about how not to be on YouTube or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It's like social media and viral clips.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's different now.
Yeah. Like, people tell me on the game.
It ain't the same.
For sure.
So when you saying, like, so say for instance, how James Harden just went to the Clippers.
Yeah.
So a player like him, because when you say a game, like, you really can't touch him and stuff like that, what do you rank him? As in, like, you know, one of those type of players.
All time?
Yeah.
Oh, he at the top. He averaged 35 one year.
Listen, bro, before we get into this, we have this debate every week.
We don't really like hard.
We're on the side.
I felt his energy.
Yeah. We are on the side of James Harden is a top five shooting guard of all time. He's not.
Okay, so hold on. Right. That's a better debate. And this is why. You got Jordan. You got Kobe. You got D-Wade. You got Jerry West. Who else you put in there?
Never even mentioned Jerry West.
We never.
I had AI in there.
You got AI.
We take Jerry West out. We put AI
and Harden.
We put AI, D-Wade, Kobe,
Mike, and Harden.
Harden.
Who else is next?
Some people say T-Mac.
Ooh.
But I've
always had T-Mac
at
small
four.
My argument always is two. It's two debates. It's like it's legacy and it's talent. If you're gonna say legacy, yeah, some people have a better legacy than other people. If you're gonna say talent, then that's a different conversation.
So hold on, since you said that, who's more talented, Harden or T-Mac?
Who's more talented, Harden or T-Mac? I think T-Mac probably is a little more talented.
A little?
I think James Harden just skill. His skill is just what was and still is, like, you know what I'm saying, up there. But talent.
Talent, T-Mac, I got T-Mac too. But the thing about it is, the Harden situation is interesting because he's so dominant. But it takes a special player to play with him. What I mean by that is mentally. Uh-huh. You got to know you're going to stand in that corner for a whole
time. Yeah, for maybe six possessions
and
in a row.
Harden, this is not knocking Harden, because Harden is good enough to carry you. He's done it. He's proved it.
Right.
But it's just an interesting dynamic with the other four shooting guards. It wasn't like that as much.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? So if he won a championship, like almost like the Curry thing, like what people talk about Steph, because remember before it was like 7 seconds or less in Phoenix. Oh, that don't work in the playoffs. Right. You can't win as a jump shooting team.
Uh-huh. Right.
They win it, changed everything.
Yeah,
exactly.
So if Harden had won it, it's a different conversation.
Fact. So, I agree.
Yeah.
His style changed the game, though. Same way you just said with Steph.
Right.
Like, see how you have Harden, you have follow-ups like Luka. So.
I got killed on social. I said Luka is Houston Harden.
Oh, exactly. The same thing.
They're like, no, he used 100%. The mid-range. I'm like, you're getting too specific. I'm not saying he doesn't. I'm not saying he posts more and Harden does this more. Step back more, whatever.
Right.
I'm saying the way they attack systematically is the same.
And they control the game.
And they control the game. It's their pace. It's you have to have special people around them as well. Like, it's the same outcome. And what's interesting is going to be, is Luka going to be looked at Harden if he gets to 30-plus and doesn't get to the finals?
Right. And they're trying to build the Dallas team around
that's a
like
conversation.
That.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They, you know, Zion been getting a lot of heat. You know what I'm saying? They saying he out of shape and stuff like that. With me, I do think
Man, he in New Orleans. You expect him not to eat down there?
Bro, that beignets food is so and everything. Good.
I'll be waiting on beignets when I was going down there.
Bro. We just left New Orleans.
See what I'm saying? Bro. Yeah. You know what kind of discipline he
the
gotta
gator
have
bites, the red beans. Yeah. Like, bro, they have food that you make like, I'm going to try that po' boy and grits. Like, bro,
it might take one back with you. Wherever yeah. you coming from. Like,
yeah. But with Zion, they were like comparing, they saying he could be, but like, what more do they want from him though?
Consistency. That's all. I think
he's been balling.
He's been balling.
These conversations didn't happen until he fumbled the in season tournament. Mm-hmm. He looked bad
against the Lakers
that game. But other than that, them
and bro, LeBron was clicking. The whole team was clicking.
But to me, I think to be honest with you, I think it goes before all that. Zion was looked at to be the next savior.
Exactly.
And they feeling like let down on that.
And that's what the thing is. That's the dangerous thing about media. We all. In media, but we got to really be real about it. They create people to get everybody excited. They build you up to tear you down. That's just the way it goes. And that's what makes LeBron so special in a different way. Because he was on the cover of Sports. He was set up for failure.
Yeah, and he hasn't dropped it yet.
And he ain't, man, he's took it and said, I'm taking everybody else with me. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? So kudos to him. But Zion was set up for failure. And like you say, he's having a great season. But if he didn't have so much, I'm going to give you an analogy in a second. If he didn't have so much pressure and hype on him, it'd be like, oh, Zion's one of the next stars. But we crowned him so early and said he was the next one so early.
Bro, how remember he was Vegas dunking in high school and doing that in Duke? Shit, I thought he was too.
But the analogy is this. If a first-round pick, a top 10 pick, averages 10 points, you're like, man, he was a bust. Uh-huh. But if a second-rounder averages 10 points, you're like, oh, he's a jewel. They in the same draft.
Like Joker. Joker was second round.
They're in the same draft. Uh-huh. But it's the light they put on you. So now they can, you know, they can carve you up. But that comes with it. That comes
he was it. In the same draft with Ja Morant. So Ja Morant, he could play back. He could start playing December 21st. Right. That's going to be his first game. What you think about Ja Morant? You think, because you know, time away, you know, get acclimated back to the game. But he's still a great player. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. He's a stud player. And he's a... What's crazy about Ja is we see all the dunks, and obviously everybody sees that. Right. Kids love him. We love him. But he's actually a basketball savant. I remember when I first saw Ja, I'm like, damn, he's a mix between Chris Paul and Derrick Rose. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because he actually knows the game.
He make his teammates
level.
Better. Yeah. He got all them paid.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But the difference with him coming back is two things. One, he's been working out the whole time. So it won't be like that adjustment. And it's not like he's coming to a team where he has to fit in. Like, nah. Let's go.
Yeah.
You back. Let's go.
Yeah.
True. You just hope Memphis had more wins before he came back to stay in contention.
So it could be like the train had been moving.
Right. And they still may go on a crazy run. They use that emotion and all that. But Ja is special.
Yeah. For sure. So you think the Warriors over with? Or they got to make some trades? And when I say that, I ain't going to say over with. But what I'm saying, are they the same Warriors if they don't make a trade? Can they compete? With the team they have now.
They can compete, but do I think they win it with the same team? Uh-huh. No. Because what happened was the Warriors didn't get worse. Everybody else got better.
And younger.
And what they did was they start playing the Warriors style. Yeah. Nobody was playing the Warriors style when they came in. We used to we used to play against them. And when we scouted them, we couldn't because they're random. You know, I'd be like, oh, here come that pin down play. Here come whatever. Uh-huh. You can do that with 99% of teams. With them, it's no plays.
Right.
It's all reads. So you can't really be a factor with the Warriors if you don't have IQ because you got to make these reads split second. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So I don't think they've gotten worse. I think other people have gotten better. Denver won playing a random style offense. Joker, okay, pick and roll, pass. They're not really scouting. You know what I'm saying? That's why they kind of play like that. And so other teams have done that, and they've taken their style. And they're a little bit younger, and you know, and they ain't won 4 championships, so they're hungry too. You know what I'm saying? So it's just they ain't done, but they need to make something happen.
Based on what's out there and you know other teams, what's a move you would make that will improve them?
I would somehow get more scores. If you go back and look, and there's some crazy vets out there right now. It's T.J. Warren's not signed. Isaiah Thomas isn't signed.
Yeah. They need another one, like, bro.
Jalen Noel, who averaged double figures for Minnesota.
He just got 10-day, right?
But when I'm But I'm saying he was on a playoff team, averaged double figures off the bench, he wasn't signed. There's so many talents like that that can help you in this pinch. Mm-hmm. But I think they need to do that to provide more spacing. Because Steph, when he went out, I think he missed his first game or whatever back a few weeks ago. Nobody at that point had scored 20 points on the team.
Except Sarge was the only one.
But he did it that night Steph was
right.
out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, nobody had done it while he was playing. So they need more scoring because I'm looking, watching the game. I caught that game. I'm like, hold up. This is the least amount of space I've seen the Warriors had in like 10 years. Uh-huh. That's what makes them special. They can space you out, attack you. You can't double. They got shooters everywhere.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Jordan Poole. I felt like they was going to miss Jordan Poole. And I think they missing him. Like, Jordan Poole, I don't think he want to be in Washington.
So my take on that is this. It came down to Draymond or Jordan. Right. And not because of the fight. It came down with who fit better with Steph at the end of the day. Steph needs Jordan, but he really needs Draymond.
Draymond, the motor.
He's the motor. A lot of reasons.
He's a bully.
Point guard.
A bully.
He the emotional. Leader. Like, leader. Yeah.
He's a thinker on the court. Mm-hmm. He takes Steph, like, you run around, do what you do, I'm the point guard. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So, think about it. The money Jordan has signed for what? 100?
Yeah.
100 plus.
Traded. Yeah. What did Draymond sign for? 100.
100. Mm-hmm. I think Poole got like, 130 maybe?
Yeah. 140, yeah, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
But his contract essentially replaced his, but it was about, to me, and I don't have no inside info, but to me it was who fit better with Steph over the next 4 years. You know what I'm saying? Like,
do you think they'll regret not moving off of Klay instead of Jordan Poole?
Nah, because at the end of the day, let's say you don't win again. Mm-hmm. Klay has helped bring you four championships. Yeah. Right.
Gotta stay loyal to Klay.
You gotta be loyal.
At the end of the day.
Klay gotta leave on his own. They can't move Klay out of there.
So does he deserve another contract?
Yeah, he gotta take care of him.
But is this year for the contract?
It's not gonna be a super max.
It may not be. But it gotta be respectable. Yeah. To him. Mm-hmm. Not to us, to him.
For sure.
Because at the end of the day, they're paying dudes 130. And how many wins the Wizards got?
Four, maybe six.
How many wins did Detroit got? And they paid Coach Williams, don't disrespect. They gave him almost $80 million.
They on a 20-game losing streak.
So my point is, if that's the case, we owe Klay. Klay helped us get four championships. Uh-huh. Not only that.
This is a loyalty check.
Loyalty check, but also a check, and this is what people got to realize. Not only a loyalty check for sure. He helped us bring four championships, but the third piece is the Splash Brothers helped change basketball. So you brought a whole new fan into the game.
Mm-hmm. And we know where you're going if you leave us. You're going to the Lakers. Like,
they don't want that.
They don't want that at all.
Like, they help bring business in basketball. Before kids, like, man,
got a new arena off of that.
I gotta be 6'9". Yeah. I gotta be 6'10". I gotta jump through the sky.
Yeah,
and be
when
playing
you're seeing somebody like Steph.
Nah, work on your game, bro. Work on your jumper.
And because SGA, now he could hoop.
What?
Man, I slept on him because it was my buddy Vincent Bryant. He was saying, he was like, he would take SGA over Ja Morant. I said, boy, you smoke.
Then
when you
start
watching a person more, I'm like, oh, this is cold.
That's another one. There's few guys that play like they have headphones. He's another one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can't
smooth.
Hate.
But the difference with him is, and it's interesting for 30-point scores, the difference with him is, he doesn't ruin the rest of their growth. Mm-hmm. I talked to their coach when we interviewed him, and he's like, he's just a part of the program. They run it like a college. So he's just part of the program. Chet, you can still do your thing. Dort, shoot your shots.
Mm-hmm.
J-Dub, handle the ball, do your thing. And he had a quote, and he said it. We got Jordan here. And I screenshot it because I send different quotes in my group chat with my parents.
Gotcha.
He said, if Michael Jordan had to get off the ball, shoot, I got to get off the ball. And just that mentality tells you, like, I get it. Like, you can still be cold, still get better, and let these other dudes grow. So I love Shaq.
So I see when you see Michael, when you came in, you like the GOAT.
Nobody
better than Michael in your book.
To be honest with you, it's almost disrespectful to compare anybody to Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan is so cold. Michael Jordan had played a game in the NBA. Bobby Knight said he's the most competitive, he's the most athletic, he's the most this. He's the best player I've ever seen. And we talking about setting people up for failure. He said he was the best.
And he coached Isaiah Thomas and all this stuff. So.
Bro, he in that Olympics, when they went 8-0, Jordan played against Magic, Isaiah, like all-stars. Could you imagine right now, could you imagine a college kid, whoever you want to pick, coming playing against 8 all-stars, including LeBron and KD, and beating them 8 straight times? My man was so cold. Michael Jordan's playground came out in 91. They said he was the best ever. He hadn't even won a championship yet. My man was so cold. He said, I'm going to go win 3 championships, go play another major sport.
Yeah.
Come back and win 3 championships more. And then I'm going to leave again. Then I'm going to come back again.
Yeah.
My man's so cold, he bought a team off of shoes. Shoes.
For argument purposes. No. I'm going to tell you though. Sometimes I get into it where I be like, nah, LeBron. You know, I had a LeBron and Mike debate. But then when you go watch Mike highlights and just see what he would do, it's like,
man, look,
nobody was doing that then.
Nobody's not doing it now.
Yeah, true.
If you didn't know nothing about Michael Jordan,
mm-hmm.
Let's say you came to this country. Say you came to Earth. And you didn't know nothing about Michael Jordan.
Right.
And you just saw, you knew about basketball. You just saw his highlights. You didn't know none of his accomplishments. You'd be like, that may be the best player I've ever seen. Without even knowing then I tell you everything he did, you'd be like, come on, man, what are we talking about?
Right.
Like, what are we talking about? And this is no disrespect to anybody.
Not LeBron, not Kobe,
yeah. Not Wilt, not Magic, not anybody. He was, and he played defense like he did
zero
offense.
Flaws.
My man was flawless.
Zero.
And he made and basketball look like art. Look, we see Ja, right? We're going to put on some Gucci. First shooter, we see Jordan, we start playing slow music in our head, looking like this dude is, he's from a different planet.
He was listening to what? Kenny Lattimore.
Yeah, talking.
And let me tell you the coldest part about MJ. One of the coldest parts. He wasn't trying to convince you he was the best player ever. He was just trying to be the best, that he could be.
He never said it.
Man, look. Y'all leave it where you want to leave it. But he played like he was possessed. He played like he knew these arguments would happen in the future. My man played defense like he played offense.
Yeah.
Which one of the other greats can we say did that? Nah. And I'm not even a defensive player.
Cole.
I don't care about defense.
Cole was a defender.
Cole, but who'd he watch? Who'd he study?
Yeah.
Who'd LeBron study? So we're saying these all-time greats. Everybody that wasn't older than Jordan. So Magic didn't study him, obviously. Kareem, you know, Bill Russell, rest in
peace.
But
anybody after.
They all studied him.
They had to.
Yep. I just saw a stat today on the plane. It said Michael Jordan got outscored one time in a playoff series his career. That one time was his rookie year. He never got outscored.
In one game? Like, not even a
no,
series?
No, a series.
A series. Oh, okay.
You know how some series, hey, that was his series, man. They doubled
right, right, yeah.
Who was that against?
Yeah.
Probably Boston. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, but that would make sense.
But I'm just saying, like, and this is the coldest, and I'm going to leave with this. I've been on my Jordan rant. He never got to the highest level and let you down.
That part.
Never that lost. One stuck into you. I saw your eyes close. He never got to the highest part and let you down. Right. Never.
Nah, you make
it was almost like it was almost like a robot, like a computer. You just knew how it was going to play out.
Who was your team growing up, though?
The Bulls. Yeah. Bro, I could tell everything about Jordan as a kid.
Uh-huh.
People tell me now. They remember me walking around with Jordan, the Chicago Bulls Ripaways.
Yeah.
So when I got... real talk. I ain't never said that. Well, you getting breakers. Yeah. Like, I'll tell your sister. His mom's name. Like,
yeah.
His brother Larry. The shoe size. His favorite Gatorade color.
Right.
Like, I could tell you everything about him.
Orange.
It was citrus orange. Yeah.
You had to
that was in Sports Illustrated for Kids, too, by the way, when they said that. But like,
I'm a Jordan fan, too.
Did you speak getting drafted to the Bulls into existence because of that?
I didn't, but it was crazy to hear the same announcer. And we was, I can cuss on here?
Yeah.
We was shitty.
Yeah.
But it was like, just hearing that dude's name, because I heard it a million times from Michael Jordan. Bro, Michael Jordan is like, Michael Jordan's so great. When people are great at something else, they have to compare them in whatever factor it is to Michael Jordan. Jay-Z, Mike Jordan, I'll record him. Who else are we doing this with?
Right.
Who else are we still comparing this long later? Like, who else can say, okay, 25 years since I played, we're still comparing people to that person? In a world where everything happens fast and we're talking about this or that. Tupac, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe like a Tupac. In his first basketball game, he went and saw Jordan. I was there.
Really?
See, you didn't know that. It's a true story. He had just signed with Death Row. It was when Magic had came back. Me and my boy Jalal snuck in the Laker game.
Uh-huh.
We used to sneak in the forum. It was easy. And Jordan, he didn't have the best game that game, but Tupac came for that game. Later on, Suge Knight said that was Tupac's first game he ever attended, professional game.
That's That's hard.
That's hard. Like, you know, it be, like when you hear them type of stories, you be like, okay. And when it come full circle.
And the last thing I'm going to say, the fear.
Yeah. Mm.
The fear he put in people. Mm-hmm. Bro, I promise. You ever seen him in person?
Who, Mike?
Yeah.
I wish.
Hell no.
Bro, you ever seen, is anybody here ever seen him in person? No. Bro, I promise. And you see other famous people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If he walked in here and we could be a room full of...
You feel that shit, huh?
Bro, don't, he don't look real.
Yeah.
Hey, Damon's coming here, right?
Yeah.
Ask him when he comes. And we ain't said a word to each other, but it's like a white glow around him. It don't even look real.
Yeah, I listen to KG all the time, and KG talk about a time like he stepped on the court with him and he felt like, you know what I'm saying, his aura. Like,
bro, yeah, his rookie, bro, yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
40 years old, I'm working out with him in Chicago.
Gotcha.
He has Jay-Z, Beyonce. They're on the side watching a pickup game, like it's a courtside game, real regular season finals game. My man had he would have a yellow Jordan outfit on that probably still ain't ever came out. Some yellow J's and a yellow Ferrari outside. Like, he was just on a different. He's a different. My man's different.
Yeah.
It's kind of weak to use the word different because we use it so much now.
Mm-hmm. Like, they done made it so, like.
He's like no other.
Loosely.
Ain't nobody like him. Like, nobody. Nobody, nobody.
That's all right.
Nah, you don't.
I'm trying to mention his name again.
I had all the tapes growing up.
You still got to shoot.
Yeah, you don't.
I want to meet him. That's the only person I want to meet.
Bro, it wouldn't even feel real. You see the NBA 75? You
saw how. Oh, yeah.
You saw everybody was like, yo, Mike.
My son at the time, when was that? Last year or year before?
It was
2 years ago.
2 years.
My son was 11. Mm-hmm. He said, Dad, you see how MJ walked in? I said, how'd he walk in? He said, like a boss. Mm-hmm. He was 11 years old.
Yeah.
And he see that.
And he see it.
Yeah.
And you hear Dame Lillard tell the story about it. Like, bro, this man, he's even a room full of stars, they turn to kids when he walk in. Yeah. My man is.
Nah, you had some good points. I think that's an argument we don't need to have no more.
Like, and you give LeBron all his flowers. Like, you give him all his flowers. Because one person's success don't mean another's failure.
Oh, for sure. For
what
sure.
LeBron's done is we won't ever see again. Uh-huh. What Kobe's done on the. We won't ever see again. Like, and then somebody else is, you know, KD or Giannis or one of these dudes gonna do what they do. Curry. We might never see somebody change a game like that in that way. So you give everybody flowers, but that dude, leave him alone.
What's up? This holiday season, you might be looking for nutritious, convenient meals to keep you energized on jam-packed days. Factor. That's the only one. America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service. Can help you fuel up for fast breakfast, lunch, and dinner with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door so you don't have to go looking. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle while tracking all your holiday to-dos. Too busy with holiday plans to cook but want to make sure you're healthy and eating well? With Factor, skip the extra trip to the grocery store. And the chopping and prepping and cleaning up. Gotta take the just too much stuff when you can get a healthy meal with flavor and nutritional quality you need. Factor, fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. And I know because I just warmed this one up. And all you gotta do is heat and enjoy. Oh, man, I can't wait. Oh, man. Here we got the buttery salmon. Oh, my, 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 my. Mmm. And the broccoli. Mmm, man. I can't wait. The plastic not that hard to take off, but when you're in a rush, you want it. So this November, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door. Ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. Mmm, man. Head to factormeals.com/85sports50 and use code 85sports50 to get 50% off. You can't beat that. I'm beating on 50% of this before I finish. But head over there now. Tell them Nav Green sent you from Broken Play. Mm. And that's 50% off. Code 85sports50 at factormeals.com/85sports50 to get 50% off. Man, warm me up another one. But see, when did you realize, oh, I could go to the league with this shit?
16.
Mm-hmm.
I was.
I never got that revelation.
I was 15.
That's why you mean.
I was 15, and I remember playing in L.A. I lived in L.A. for a while, and Baron Davis. We was at the Pump Classic, and Baron Davis ripped me twice in a row. And this is me. When I say me, I mean I could really dribble. He ripped me twice in a row. And it felt like five people was guarding me. I'm like, man, somebody else can get this ball. And from that moment on, I just continued to work. I was working. But when I turned 16, something changed. And I started playing against pros. And when that happened, I had success. I'm like, damn, I play. So my summer league now, it was Doug Christie's. And he let me play as a kid. First four games, I didn't do much. I had like 8 points combined, a bucket a game. Then he got hurt. And I went. And Damon was playing that. And I averaged 30 the rest of the way. I'm playing against Damon, Sean Kemp. When I had that success, it changed my life. And then the pros started cuffing me like, yo, you can make it. So Doug Christie started training me. And I didn't have his phone number. But, you know, you kids, you were a pro. You made me get a couple of dollars. I didn't want no dollar. I didn't want your phone number. Tell me where you're going to be at. I want to learn to be a pro.
Right.
And he saw that focus. He like, oh, you're different. Okay, so we're going to do this. So he'd get there at 7. I'll be there at 6 waiting for him. I'm catching a bus 45 minutes. Whatever I got to do, I'm driving a car. You guys got 3-day trip permits here? Like, it's basically if your license is, your plates are bad, you can buy like a trip permit, like 3 days. We got it in Seattle.
I've never heard
so it's good for 3 days. Yeah. So you can buy it for 3 days.
They can't have that.
Yeah.
It's so many cars.
They've been up lead to the country.
So you can book, yep, you can do it for 3 days. So yeah. I would, no, you can. You have your own car, but you just can drive it for 3 days legally. Yeah. So I would do that.
Man, all this fired.
I'm going to find him. So he helped me become a pro.
That's what's up.
And Gary Payton. Shout out Gary Payton.
But and like, you know, I follow you and I follow, you know, like just Seattle basketball, period. And talk about that, like, because that's what y'all do. Y'all take people under y'all wing. And to hear, like, it dates all the way back to you and then seeing you do it with these guys, like, you know, that I feel like that's really special.
Well, Doug Christie, he did it for me first and then Gary Payton came along. And when they did it, it changed my life. Because I was just one of 5 million kids saying I want to go to the NBA. But when you believed in me and said I could make it, I'm like, I can make it? I'm going to do it for the next kid.
They hit a light bulb.
I'm going to do it for the next kid. I'm going to do it for the next kid. And now there's a kid right now who could text DeJounte Murray. He could text Zach LaVine. Eighth grade, ninth grade. Yo, can you watch this film with me? Can you tell me what you see? And they're going to respond to him. And that's what it's about. Like, we don't have the crabs in the bucket mentality. It's like, no, I made it. I got the blueprint. Follow. This is the way we're going. Now you see 20 of us make it. Think about this, and this is powerful. We don't have an NBA team. We ain't had one since 2008. That's 16 years damn near, right? We have more pros in the last 16 years than we ever had before that with no pro team. So no inspiration to draw from a pro team. Like, I see the Hawks every night. I can go, you know what I mean? I can go to the game, whatever. It's like the players that are back in the community that never left are still in the Boys and Girls Clubs. We still, so it's realistic to them. When they see me, I like, Coach Jamal. You know what I'm saying? It's all good.
Yeah.
And that's inspiring. It gives hope.
So, like, when you say Coach Jamal, if you was the coach of the Pistons,
the Pistons?
Yeah, if they're on 20-game losing streak, how you motivate your team right now?
First off, we all going somewhere together. Like, we going somewhere undisclosed. Like, we got to shake. We got to get that off that bad juju. And then we going to make it fun. Like, at this point, as a normal coach, you tried every mean speech. You done all the running. You done all that. We going to shake it all the way up. I'm going to be like Prime in Colorado. We going to bring some swagger to it where they having fun. Because, it's as serious as business, but you want to have fun at the end of the day. Yeah. And this league is younger now. These young kids want to have fun.
Yeah,
that's your girlfriend, man. Hey, you guys serious? Bring on the plane, man. Like, I'm going to change something up. I'm going to have to
do something different.
Because if you change this, the rest follows.
Well, who they in Detroit? Like, man, get Babyface Red.
Hey, man, you know what? We in Detroit the next week and a half. All our home games, we going to Miami. We're going to come back. Like, I'm going to do something to switch it up because they need to change their mental first because winning is the habit, but so is losing. Now they finding ways to lose.
Yeah, like, how does that happen?
You start believing
you're
going to lose.
The league is so talented, anybody can win on a nightly basis, right? So, like, when it gets to 5 games, then it get to 10 games and 15 and the 20, in your experience, how does that happen? Because it's not about basketball at that point.
Yeah, it's the mental part of it. And just like when you win in games, I remember I was on the Clippers team. We won 17 games in a row. The last game of the 17, we were down 20 in the fourth quarter in Utah where you can't even breathe. Mm-hmm. We found a way to win that game.
So I remember that too.
It's a habit. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, that's just how it goes. But I would definitely change stuff up. Here's a question. Who's their vets over there? It's the blind leading the blind.
Killian Hayes.
Right.
He might be the longest tenured player.
A 21-year-old is being led by a 23-year-old. Yeah. I'm going to have some vets over there.
Oh, Alec Burks. Alec Burks.
Alec Burks is a good vet. He's a good vet, too. But I'm going to have more of Alec Burks. I'm not just going to have him.
You need a couple more.
Yeah, you need two or three more.
Because then they were like, man, he don't know what he's talking about.
And it's only him.
So
if they ain't following him, like, we could still get him out. You know, or we could still do what we want to do. Not get him out. But we could still do our own thing with him.
Or he might not know how to translate to him. Because he's like,
yeah, it's more of us than him. That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm at an older age. I don't know how to talk to these young
I'm making more money than him. Like that.
Man, he on the bench. We got to play. Yeah. Whatever it is. Right? Mm-hmm. So I would get at least 3 to 4 on that team specifically. And I would change up whatever they've been doing. Man, we've been having practice every day. I don't want to see y'all until we get to the gym. Ooh, Coach, we ain't got to run. We could just be at the gym. Oh, we hooping today. I'm playing music in there when they come in. I'm doing like I'm changing
the music
mindset.
That they like. Yeah.
Yeah, they music. Mine. Like I'm changing the whole mindset. I want them to have fun because once they win one, I guarantee they meant more.
You were just talking about the Clippers and how y'all went on that winning streak. Did you feel disappointed in winning the championship with that?
Mm-hmm. Because our best chance was 2015, and the Spurs had just beat the Heat, and we put the Spurs out in the first round, and nobody wanted to play them. We was like, ooh, they about to back-to-back. They won like 21 or last 25 games going into the playoffs. And we went to game 7. We beat them. Then the next round, CP get hurt at the end of that round. Yeah, we go play Houston. We go up 3-1.
Oh, yeah.
We like, oh, we going to the final. And
Josh Smith.
Had to sign him afterwards. Yeah. Like, and then we go up 3-1.
He was playing out his body.
Oh, yeah. He saved him. Shout out to Smooth.
Yeah.
He was on here too, right?
Yeah, I got it.
So we go up 3-1, and if we win that game, we go play the Warriors. And the Warriors, people don't know this.
They weren't ready yet.
We're the last team to put the Warriors out before they went on their run championship. Uh-huh. So we like, oh, we about to go win it. And we just, man, that was crazy. And the last game 6, we was up 19 at home in the third quarter and lost that game. Yeah. You could redo that. You could simulate that game 100 times, and 99 times it'd work in our favor. Up 19 at home, playoff game in third quarter.
And it was certain possessions how it was going. It was crazy.
So now I know people give Doc a lot of shit for fumbling playoff series and stuff. What was, in your opinion, what was the reason for losing 3-1?
To be very, very honest with you, I haven't went back and watched like every game. It's a blur, but just overall, I think we weren't mentally tough enough. And I think that's all of us. I think that's Doc. I think it's the players. I think it's everybody. Because when things were going great, we were great. But when things, you know, I think it's two things. I think we weren't mentally tough enough. And I also think we thought time was on our side. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're young, I will be back. The Seahawks did in football. Uh-huh. Get Marshawn the damn ball, bro. Yeah. We'll be back. We ain't been back since. Like, you know what I mean? OKC, when they had Harden, Westbrook, and Durant, they went at 23. Yeah. Oh, they'll be back every year. They haven't been back. Well, KD went back with the Warriors.
Yeah.
But they hadn't been back since. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
They were supposed to have a couple. Yeah.
People thought they was going to 4 or 5 run, like championship run.
But it's the mindset we be having with that. Like, nah, you saying.
So I think our youth took a shot at us, and I think our mental toughness as a group really took a shot at us. It was on full display then.
Man, Jamal, I ain't gonna say you made it fun, but you made it cool to be a six man though. Like when you see, like y'all off the motherfucking bench and drop, like, you know what I'm saying? Right now, I don't know if you know about the gambling and stuff, but like prize picks, like y'all would be a lock.
Who's prize picking?
Yeah. Y'all gonna come in at second half. The points, you better take the more. Nah, so it's like, what made you like realize like, nah, I can make this, I can be great at this.
I got to a point. The league is different now.
Uh-huh.
Before, you were judged if you're on a winning team or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like you could just do numbers and it's cool, everybody's gonna love you. I was being known as a good player on bad teams. I'm like, man, I've won my whole life. I won high school championship. I won as a kid. I've always won. In college, I won when I was playing. And I'm like, I don't want to be known as that. And at the time, I got traded here. And they had their starting five in place. Bibby, Joe Johnson, Smooth, Al Horford, right? Marvin Williams. And I'm like, well, I don't even care. I'll come off the bench, whatever. And I just averaged damn near 20 for 3 straight years. But I'm like, I don't care. I want to win. And so it wasn't something I chose. It kind of chose me.
Right.
But once it did, I was going to own it. I'm like, well, I want to be the best at it. So I tricked myself mentally. Started in the summer. Everybody, we in Seattle, so obviously I can go on court first, but I'm stepping back, letting them play so I can see the game differently. Right?
That's smart.
And pick up. And then I had to trick myself when I got here, because my first day, I'm like, man, I feel weak. I'm coming off the bench now. Like, I even, man, they looking at me crazy in the crowd, like I done fell off. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn. So I went from that to, nah, you good. Superman's coming. The show don't start till you get in. Mm-hmm. And then I was on some killer shit when that happened. That change happened. I'm like, I'm about to kill this.
Yeah.
I'm about to make it. Like Lou says, I'm going to make it embarrassing. I was like, nah, I want to make it where the show didn't start until I walked in. This is pre-funk. We're going to get to the club in a minute. This is the pre-funk. We had the hors d'oeuvres. We're going to get to the club in a minute.
Yeah, so that's how I sweat it out a little bit.
Yeah, that's how
I'm 100%.
Yeah, you ready now?
Yeah, let's go.
And I want to put on a show every night, no matter if I start, because I finish games more importantly.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Oh, no, for sure.
Yeah.
Who's one of your favorite cities you play for?
Atlanta was one. Not number one, but I'm saying one. Yeah, one. Don't do that. L.A. and New York.
Okay.
I love Shy, too. Mm-hmm. We wasn't shit, but the Shy itself, I everywhere I went, I embodied the culture.
Mm-hmm. Man, like, you talking about New Orleans food, Chicago food, right?
Oh, yeah,
too.
For sure. Yeah. But it was like I embodied the culture, so I would be in the hoods. Mm-hmm. Man, when I was with the Knicks, I would go, like, we have a matinee day game at 12. Mm-hmm. Game over at 3, I'm going to the park, playing with them, and then asking them what move you want me to do in the game.
That's crazy.
So I'm really doing that everywhere I go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like here, this was the most people that looked like us doing everything. Mm-hmm. And that was so dope. That's the first time I ever experienced that. So that was so dope to me. We were just talking about that earlier. Like us doing everything. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Like even the dude that usually come get your piss is white. Like it's, you know, you got black dudes coming. Like it's like everything. I'm like, this is dope. It was just a different feel.
Being that you play here and you experience the culture, what is it about Atlanta and what other NBA players think of Atlanta that they don't want to come play here?
That they don't want to come? Yeah. I think most people think, can they focus? I think most people think with their families, is this going to be, you know, a cool environment? My girl or wife ain't like, nah, we ain't going there. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Yeah. That's why you smile and they can't see you right now. Maybe they can, but you know, I mean, that all plays a part. Yeah. So I think that's part of it. And then everybody wants to be part of a winner. I think the more they win on the court and it looks sustainable, like, okay, I could fit, like I'm a vet, I could fit with Trae Young or DeJounte or, you know, I could fit with those pieces and we could really go win. I think that's the last
one. I like both of them together, to be honest.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Why they get Trae so much hell, though?
I don't know. Because they went to Eastern Finals the year before the DeJounte game. So I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
Man. You got to carry that number 11 but, in Atlanta jersey. It's kind of...
There you go. But to his credit, look what he's doing.
Bro, Trae is balling this.
Trae going crazy.
I voted him one of my top three guards in the East, period. Like, he's killing. Right. Like, he's... And he does it every night.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get you out of here, man, who you got championship? Like, if you had... Right now... If you had to pick two teams, one to come out the East, one to come out the West, and you
Milwaukee
like, this
and Phoenix.
Life.
I'm going to say it because I stood there before the season. I think when Phoenix get built, they're going to be totally different. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you think Milwaukee going, like, yeah, clicking on all cylinders?
Yeah, for sure. Because the thing
they
about...
They clicking right now.
Yeah, they are. Low-key. Low-key.
Like, I think on the defensive side, they not the same.
They just still got another level to go, though.
Yeah,
you
they
can
do.
See they still, like, they figuring it out. But, yeah,
and Bobby losing Portis in that tournament is going to turn them up a lot more.
And playoff defense is different than, like, Dame will be more locked in. Everybody's going to be more locked in defensively in the playoffs.
Gotcha.
Because you don't have to play for 2-3 days. Like, every possession's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Playoff atmosphere. The playoff, I can describe it this way. If we play in a 15 pickup. Uh-huh. And both teams got 14. You know how that last point is?
Oh, yeah.
Every single possession is like that in the playoffs. It don't look like it, but I'm telling you that's what
it
is.
Like that's what
so
in the game.
Dame will be locked in. They'll be good. They actually fit. They don't just fit with their names. Like their games actually fit.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
So once they, they're going to be good. And I think Phoenix will put it together.
Oh, yeah.
If not Phoenix, Denver, though. I'm not going against Joker again. We both made that mistake.
Yeah, right. Joker,
not again.
Yeah. Nah, with KD, I just feel like KD going to get him one. Like, just the shit on people. But in my mind, I want the Lakers to But you gotta be, you gotta start being realistic.
have you arrived to that point yet?
I'm getting there. Like, you know,
no, you didn't, because you mentioned AD first. And I knew you were still talking.
No, when I, because it was like, that's who I was talking about.
It was that's the frustration, bro. The Pacers got the worst defense. Everybody knows
the worst defense. But it be the faces he make. It's like, okay, this might carry up. I knew he was tripping when he looked at his hand. I'm like,
but you got to think about it like this. It ain't the Pacers. It's going to be, can he do that against Joker?
And exactly. That one counts.
Can he do that against Giannis? Because those are the ones you say you're going to potentially play against, right?
Yeah, and that's what you got to do.
Embiid. Can you do it against Embiid?
Gobert and Cat.
Yeah. Let's start there.
Ant-Man, how you feel about Anthony Edwards? He's cold, dog, right?
He real, too. I love everything. He's electric. Certain players is good, and certain players is electric. Like, he's electric. Yeah. He brings his teammate up. He bring the building up. He bring the game up. Like, he's cold.
And he him. Like, you could tell it ain't no on-off switch.
Ain't no fake dog in him. Yeah. There's some fake dogs out there. Uh-huh. Ain't no fake dog. He a real dog. Like, for real, for real. Like, he really want to go get it. And I respect that. I don't care if he shoot 0 for 18 going, trying to get it. He really trying to go get it.
Yeah.
Like on some Kobe shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, he really trying to go get it. And I respect that.
Any more questions for
him? What's some of your favorite teammates you've been playing with?
I don't hold a man hot.
Favorite teammates?
Yeah, favorite teammates and, like, a quick story with them.
How about you give me a name and I'll give you one? Because I played 20 years. I played a long time.
Let me think. Somebody off that Clippers team. I was a Lob City fan.
CP3, so. They give
whatever one you want. Pick one.
DeAndre Jordan. I heard a lot of good teammate stories about him.
He's the dopest teammate because he's selfless. Mm-hmm. Like, he's never about him. He's about you. And think about this. He was our defensive captain. Right. Like, he was, everything ran through him. Maul, just try. I don't care about that shit. Go move the scoreboard. Go score. Like, he knew how to talk to every single person. He literally had 10 different handshakes with 10 different people. He was probably the most loved, like, off-the-court person in the whole organization.
No.
Everybody loved DJ.
No.
Because he's just genuine. He's zen. He's about your family. He's going to, you know, all your kids. Mm-hmm. He's going to know everything about you. How's your mom doing? How mom doing? Mom, she gave me some words of environment, like, encouragement. Like, that's DJ. That's him. So he was the dopest.
I'm glad he got one, too.
Yeah, he did. He deserved it.
Yeah, that's why he's still around.
Then he went back to L.A., and him and Reggie just went off.
Yeah, he did. He looked like Lob City DJ.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Nah, so that was dope about the Clippers, though. The whole environment, like, kids, they want us to win because they could all come to the locker room afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it was just a dope environment.
Dope.
For sure.
I got one. Your AAU team.
Yeah.
Your son.
He all right.
Lil Will.
Yeah.
Conroy. He nice. Talk about just, you know, like, that grassroots, you know, because that's obviously where it starts. You know what I'm saying? We, all of us, you know, play basketball, grew up playing AAU. And,
right.
You know, AAU get a lot of shit from the older generation and, you know, some of these guys who don't understand it, but AU is really the blueprint and the foundation. And, you know, as you see, it carries over into the NBA. So
for sure.
Talk about the importance to you.
Yeah, it's there's some parts of AU, like, we know, that's not really cool. And there's some parts that are not bad and you can actually make better. And so Rotary program, shout out to Daryl Hennings and Dan Finkley, they started it. And I actually played for both of them. The way they do it is, it's not like just a normal AU program, it's family. And I think that's what separates them, because the Paulos, myself, everybody in the city came through them. And all the parents trust them because they're going to give them great guidance. It ain't going to be just on the court. It ain't going to be just, you ain't got to make the NBA. Just be good in life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the separator for us, is that everybody can make the NBA.
Yeah, real
but you
program.
You can be a solid person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they do a lot of stuff off the court. And for me, being in this space now, especially kids I don't see, like, I see them through the circuit. I'll check in with them, text them, make sure they're all right, make sure they're good in school. Are you stretching? How's your classes? You listen to your parents? Like, so I do that checking a lot with a lot of kids, because it ain't like, oh, it's my team and I don't care about the rest of y'all. Like, nah, I'm trying to help everybody that I can. I think you get more of a love, a showing love. And hopefully one of them kids can do the same thing when there's another generation coming up. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, a lot of these kids sometimes will talk to people that only are trying to get something from the kid. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I'm giving you this, so I'm going to give you a pair of Nikes. I'm giving you this game because I'm going to fly you here to play for me. Nah, we got to give them real game and care about all of them. Like, nah, you ain't on my team technically, but you my little bro now. So we going to, you know, figure it out, make sure you're all right.
That's real.
Yeah. Nah, that's real.
Man, appreciate you. Appreciate you pushing.
You ain't got no question.
You ain't got no question for him?
No, but I like,
that's dope.
Nah, man, we appreciate you pushing up. Anytime you, you know I mean, you want to come cuss, because I know you be on TV. you can curse and talk real shit on here.
I can really talk, yeah.
Ain't no, if you didn't realize, we had been cursing and even like, you can curse on here? Like, we were trying to keep the shit PG for you.
We dumbed it down for you.
Yeah, we know we ain't, we appreciate you pushing up on us, man.
No doubt.
Anytime you want to come through, just talk basketball. Marcel always speak highly.
I'm here all the time, so
we appreciate you, man. Y'all clap it up for Jamal Crawford.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah. And real quick, I'm not Martin Luther King. I'm not Malcolm X. I'm not no philosopher. But it is power in words. Last week, we was 5 out of 6. I said it can't get no worse. Motherfucker, we lost 6 out of 6.
No, bro. I ain't lose.
All right, a push, and we lost 5 out of 6.
No, that's a loss.
That don't count towards the money, bro. That don't count towards the money.
If it didn't hit, then it didn't hit.
Yeah, right. That's where I'm at with.
Crazy.
Damn. So I'm still in the lead. But we're not going to start off with that. One could have hit. And when I say one could have hit, because in a group effort, we tried to make this one hit.
Ooh, man.
.net said under 0.5 offensive rebound. What we say? Bro.
No, he said it was one. Oh, he said under one.
Yeah, and I said, bro, he could get one easily. He'll miss his layup, catch the ball, and go back up. The nigga had three offensive rebounds in the first quarter.
He had 2 in one possession.
And we told him.
Dom acted it out.
Bro, we told him, we said this, that they could have. We said, .net, if your pick don't hit, you won't be on that couch. Now, this week, if your pick don't hit, you won't have a mic. It's got to start being consequences when you don't listen to a team. It's a team. Listen, you know how, like, you remember on Fresh Prince when Carlton just threw that shot up? That's what .net did.
Yeah, he got jealous because Will was scoring.
I was trying to play hero ball. All
right. Okay. So we're going to let you start it off.
Who?
Me, not Nick.
All right, man. I'm going to go something light, man. We're going to go. What's his name? Come on, phone just
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson. Yeah, we got the Lamar Jackson. 224. I'm going to go over, pass.
Yeah, you better not do under on shit no more.
You putting it on?
Yeah. Okay. No, you can do it too. But that's on you. I ain't gonna tell a nigga to get no money.
Nah.
I just know if we win, we only get 42. You can have some more money in your pocket.
Yeah.
We're gonna have 42, we're gonna have wings, and I got something special for y'all.
Damn.
We win this week.
Surprises.
Surprise, Yvette, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm going football again.
Uh-huh.
Kyren Williams for over on his rush yards. You don't like that?
I don't know.
Who do they play?
I don't even know who that nigga is.
He been going off. He has been going off.
With the Rams, he playing Redskins.
If Greg's they playing the Commanders.
That ain't a bad trap, though.
Y'all know how.
Hold on now.
Yeah.
Stick with you.
You know what? No, I already said it. That's what we doing.
Yeah. We speaking positivity.
Yeah.
It's going to be better than last week.
Fact.
And the week before that.
It's got to be.
And the week before
that. we might not even get a push. It could get worse. But it's not.
We're not. We're good. Too legit.
All right, come on, Thad.
Yeah, since we about to go to the club, you know we got to take Debo Samuel.
Gotta share that one, Debo, with you.
Taking his over 65.5 receiving yards.
I love that. Yeah, I love that.
After last week, yeah.
Oh, man, I love that pick, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you make me proud. Ain't nobody like you. Who you got, Dom?
Taking Bradley Beal over 1.5 threes. I feel like that's easy, man. Like, take 8 threes.
We thought that when you told me about who your boy Tatum. He was like, nah, Tatum will get that in the first half. I said, I don't know.
And then he did the week before with Eric Gordon. He ain't hit either.
But 2 threes, he got to shoot.
All right. Yeah. You right.
And no KD tonight.
Okay.
He just got to attempt them?
I love it. No, you got to make these, bro. No attempts.
That's free money. They put attempts up there, what?
Shit, them nigga come out shooting a three. All right, Greg, I'll let you get last pick.
Let me get...
Because I'm a trail
that. Mm-hmm. All right, Debo. I'm going to go Jalen Hurts to have two passing touchdowns.
I like that.
Yeah, they got embarrassed this week, so.
And they playing Seattle, you know what I mean?
You said Jalen Hurts to score a touchdown?
Nah, two touchdowns. It's 1.5.
Yeah, I see that. They say passing, though.
Yeah, passing, rushing.
No, you saying passing and rush?
I thought that's what it said.
Let me see. You might be right. Nah, that's just on passing.
No, I just passing. Yeah, I'll take that, though.
Okay, I like that, too. So, I'm putting the picks in. If I could, I would have took Pat Mahomes because we ain't never seen Pat Mahomes mad. And to watch him be mad, I said, oh, it daddy coming out. Yeah, that's what he needed. All right, I just put that shit in. I put 100, bring back 2,500. We gonna be $2,500 richer next week. That's how we got to start talking. We ain't gonna say if this happened. No, we finna get $2,500.
Thanks.
We finna have 42 in this motherfucker. We still got the same damn ball from the last time we won.
It's all dust.
Last season.
Yeah, that's it. And we got it up here like they sponsor this shit. We don't deserve to have this shit. You know how we was talking about how Detroit Pistons on that losing streak and shit got to start being changed because, like, they don't feel we losing. We gotta just start doing shit for y'all to see how serious a nigga is. I wanna win.
It's different.
It's different. Coming here smiling after a motherfucking loss. With that being said, let's go win. Broken Flame.
That's good.